the guy you've been seeing most every day. You shouldn't be allowed to come and take a baby away. Honey, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. I saw you walking with him just the other night.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720 from the album Feel Like Going Home, the songs of Charlie Rich on Memphis International Records. And on the phone with us from, is it Memphis or Nashville? We got Charlie Rich Jr.
I'm just outside of Nashville at the moment.
How you doing, Charlie?
Just fine, Dave. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. What a fun record this is. I just drove through Memphis for my next book project. I actually stayed at the, we'll have to do a segment on this later, Dan. I stayed at the new Elvis Presley Hotel there over by Graceland. It was quite the experience. It was fun. They show me the, have you been in there yet?
You got to know where to go in Memphis.
They showed me the lobby, and they said Priscilla had a hand in designing it, and the lobby is the ceiling of the lobby is like Elvis's cape. It's very, 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 very fun place, but only in Memphis. So
you got to play the room.
Yeah. So tell me, there's so many angles to this story, but tell me, you're Charlie's son, but tell me how this project came together.
Well, actually, they called me because it was an idea that had been floating around in Johnny Phillips and his son Jeff's head. And the actual producer is a guy named Michael DiNallo from Boston, who is a rockabilly king. I mean, this guy, he just has done some very cool, edgy stuff. So they got together and decided, you know what, it's been half a century that the Phillips and the Riches have been making music together in one form or another, and we've always been good friends. The Phillips, I grew up with Jerry and Knox and all those guys.
And tell the listeners who they're Sam's kids.
Oh, yeah. Sam Phillips, the man who invented rock and roll.
Right.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Mm-hmm.
But he is certainly the one that popularized the genre, I think. Of course, it all came from Boogie Woogie and Mead Lux Lewis and Pete Johnson and Albert Ammons and all that. But they put a little different edge to it in Memphis. And, you had Elvis Presley, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis. Sam Phillips got all those people. It's fluky how he found that many people in one town, so many icons of rock and roll history.
So you grew up with all that.
Yeah, grew up around it. We'd see Jerry Lee Lewis, and he was great, man. We love a killer. And, Carl Mann, we're still working together, me and a lot of these people. I'm actually being inducted in the Rockabilly Hall of Fame next Saturday.
Oh, really?
December 10th, yeah, which is kind of crazy. I just found out about it. Not long ago, I think they wanted to make sure I would show up, so they had to break the news. and I'm an old rock and roll player. I do a lot of that stuff. In fact, the last track that you played, that was me.
Yeah, I know. I screwed that up. Yeah,
and but no big deal. But we're really excited about this. Feel Like Going Home, the songs of Charlie Rich. It is my dad's music, and a lot of people know him as a country singer. But he was a great songwriter, and he started out as a session player over at Sun Records, with Jerry Lee Lewis and Carl Perkins and Roy Orbison and all those guys. So, I think this shows kind of an aspect of his life that a lot of people aren't really familiar with.
You're right. That first track was Break Up. He wrote that was that Jerry Lee in 1958?
He wrote that for my godfather, Jerry Lee Lewis.
I didn't know Jerry Lee was your godfather, really.
Yeah, man, he's
that's a good guy to have as a godfather.
Yeah, he's the last man standing.
Yeah, he is.
And, there are a couple of others. Carl Mann is still making music, and Sonny Burgess and the Legendary Pacers. I work with those guys all the time. And J.M. Van Eaton, the drummer, he would be a good interview for you sometime. He's the drummer that played on all the Jerry Lee Lewis hits and all my dad's hits back at Sun Studio. And he's got some stories.
What was interesting, I mean, your dad came in kind of in rockabilly and stuff, but he did a lot of different styles throughout his career. You and I were talking before we went on the air. I mean, that last record you did, Pictures and Paintings, such a stylist. I mean, tell me about the different artistic turns your father made.
Well, he grew up. He was, his father was a sharecropper, and they grew cotton and stuff, which was very common in the South back then. And one of the people that was a neighboring sharecropper was a guy named C.J. Allen, a black gentleman that taught my dad how to play barrel house and some of the boogie-woogie styles. My grandmother, she played at the church, and she taught him how to play more of the gospel-type stuff. So Dad kind of grew up immersed in it, and, he thought he was going to be a farmer for most of his life, and my mother took some tapes over to Sam Phillips and said, look, you need to make this guy a star. So that's basically what happened, but he and my mother grew up loving like Billy Eckstine and a lot of jazz and blues stuff, but they also grew up around, Grand Ole Opry. So they liked it all. I mean, they really had quite a variety that they genuinely loved.
Your dad had such that relaxed vibe in his voice and his delivery. Where did that come from, do you think?
Well, Sam the Sham. I'm going to drop a name now. You remember Sam the Sham? He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, he lives in Memphis. At least last I saw him, he was in Memphis. Yeah.
Oh, he's hilarious. He's a wonderful guy. He said, Charlie, it's the Delta. He said, that's the common denominator, is the Delta. And a lot of the Chicago blues and stuff, a lot of those cats, some of them came from Mississippi and Memphis area and stuff. They would go up there, and a lot of them had success. And, I think there's kind of a highway between Chicago and Memphis that there's something in the water, man.
Yeah. How were the
good music?
Now, how was the material picked for this? We've got Sitting and Thinking by Will Kimbrough, Rebound by Shooter Jennings. How'd you guys put together the songs with the artists?
Well, they just asked me which one I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And I said, man, I want to do Breakup because I remember I've got a little bit of a history with it. I remember Dad bringing back a big old suitcase full of money, which was actually, to come to find out, it was an advance. It wasn't the kind of money you're supposed to keep, but anyway, it was money and it was in a suitcase, and that's all that mattered. But he wrote it for Jerry Lee Lewis. He actually wrote Lonely Weekends for Elvis because he was a songwriter. He was trying to get cuts back then. And Sam said, hey, man, I like it so good. We'll just cut an album on you, Charlie. So that's kind of how he started to be an artist. I don't know that he ever set out to be an artist. I think he just wanted to be a musician.
We're going to take a break for the news, and you want to hang out a little bit longer? I'm going to talk about
sure.
The studio where some of this work was done, because that's historic as well. So,
great.
Don't go away on WGN's Nocturnal Journal.
Well, I make it all right from Monday morning to Friday night. Since you left me, I'm as lonely as I could be. Oh, most lonely weekend. Said you'd be good to me.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on 720 WGN. That's Jim Lauderdale and Lonely Weekends. It's from the tribute album Feel Like Going Home, the songs of Charlie Rich. On Memphis International Records, that's the first release on the new imprint, right, Charlie?
Absolutely, yeah. And you can get this in vinyl also, which is kind of cool. It's got a retro vibe to it.
I want to talk about the Memphis Recording Service, where I just drove by there. Every time I'm in Memphis, I drive by there, and the Phillipses are involved with bringing that back. It opened in 1960 after Sun. Did you hang out there when you were a kid? Now, here's some of the people. I know I was talking to my buddy Angie today. John Prine recorded Pink Cadillac there in the 70s.
Yeah.
Was Dylan in there? I saw Dylan on this list, but I know Jim Dickinson was in there, your dad, Clarence Carter.
Yeah, Jim, Jim did a lot of stuff there. I met Jim when I did a Texas Tornado album out on the West Coast and found out he was from Memphis and was doing all these cool things. So then I go back home to Memphis, and there he is. But, yeah, he was an awesome cat, and now his boys are doing a lot of things. When I was at Phillips Recording Service, when we did this album, like people are coming by because they want to know kind of what's in there. Jack White came by and Brett Denning. So, you know, a lot of young cats are kind of coming back and saying, you know, what were these guys doing? And it's an incredible studio, man. It's kind of like got a Jetsons vibe.
Yeah, it's
you know, it's from the 60s.
Yeah, no, it's just got a great mid-century. Roland James took me through there years ago and stuff. It's got just a great mid-century feel to it. You know what I mean?
Well, they're updating the inside of it. Now they've done the upstairs too, so all the offices and things. It looks probably just what it looked like in the 60s, but fresh and new. You know, it's really cool. It's got the big Sam Phillips logo, which is pretty awesome.
So what I've been reading is maybe like 4 or 5 releases a year on the new label, the new imprint, as far as you know?
I think so. We're getting a lot of buzz off this album. And like I said, a lot of big artists are coming by just checking it out. And, you know, I think Jerry Phillips and his daughter Hallie are doing a wonderful job. And Johnny Phillips and his son Jeff. It's a real family enterprise, you know. It's and you can see what made Sam Phillips such a big deal. You know, these people, man, they're go-getters. They get out there and they work the product, and there's a magic during the recording session. It's hard to even explain, you know, but there was really a beautiful vibe, and they kept everything nice and light, and everyone was digging it, you know.
Your family's musical. What about your mother, Margaret Ann? What about her contribution? She did stuff like Life's Little Ups and Downs and stuff. What was her relationship musically?
Yeah, mother was a great writer. She's written just a ton of songs. A lot of my dad's early stuff, actually from like 1963 to 1966, most of it was written by her. When Dad had a little bit of a dry spell, he would work with Mother, and she would kind of bring stuff out of him. Life's Little Ups and Downs, A Field of Yellow Daisies. She's had just a ton of cuts, and she wrote a couple of blues things, one called Pass On By that Bobby Blue Bland cut that was really cool, cool, meaty song, you know. But, yeah, she was a great lyricist, and she would come up with the melody, and then Dad would flesh it out with chords and stuff. It's kind of their process.
People of a certain generation would wonder why Behind Closed Doors isn't on the record. Any insight into that?
Well, I think they just wanted to capture the essence. You know, when you think about my dad, everyone talked about what a soulful cat he was, and he even imparted that to the country stuff that he did. But this was his life experiences. These songs were what he lived. I mean, they were real, either based on things that he actually did or, you know, things that he had heard about, you know, stories and whatnot. So I think there's something, it'll tell you a little more about Charlie, particularly for the diehard fan that may just know the country stuff. But I think these songs are really a great insight to him as an artist.
Your father, he was no small figure. I mean, in the segment before you, we had Sam Lay, who drummed with Howlin' Wolf, and I talked about this then. I said, Sam Phillips put Charlie, your father, on the same pedestal as Howlin' Wolf. Considering all the people, like Elvis Presley, that Sam Phillips worked with, that's quite a high compliment.
Well, and Dad was very humbled by that, and our family's very proud of that fact because, you know, we're all big Howlin' Wolf fans, too.
Yeah.
You know, again, I think it comes back to just a soulful thing that's kind of hard to define, you know, like a kind of an inner suffering that you bring out and is – I don't know. You know, I start talking about it, it sounds kind of stupid, but I've had so many people, you know, writers and journalists call me and tell me, man, your dad, I don't know what it is, but there's something about the way he sings that just really moves me. And it's true. He's a soulful cat, man. If for those that haven't heard him, they need to check him out.
Well, it's unfortunate. He passed in 95, was it?
1995. He was 62 years
62
old.
62 years old. I was telling you, I was in the basement there in Memphis, 92, when that, and I would encourage people also to get that record, Pictures and Paintings. He really, really had momentum going with that record. That was such a great record. It is a great record.
He really did. And you know, that was one where he really kind of was able to do just whatever he wanted to do. Very often there are commercial restrictions and limitations. Like I said, you kind of have to play the room because people have to feed their families and, you know, record company executives and all that. But on that album, they said, Charlie, just do what you want. And he got with Peter Guralnick, who is just a genius at writing, and he's the one that wrote the new book on Sam Phillips that Leonardo DiCaprio will be in the movie, and Mick Jagger's producing. But they just got together.
Oh, they're doing a movie? I think I heard that. They're doing a movie of Peter's book?
Yeah.
Yeah, Peter's been on the
and
show.
And I think it's going to be awesome, man. You know.
Who's going to play Peter?
And Mick Jagger. I don't know. I have no idea, but I think he's available, but yeah. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. He might be one of those silent narrative types in the back.
In your own words, describe Pictures and Paintings from your ears. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but how would you describe the style of that record, your father's last record?
I would say roots jazz.
Right.
Because it's kind of piano blues based, just from a music technical point of view, but it's jazzy without being fusion. Dad was a big bebop fan. You know, so he loved a lot of those guys from Errol Garland, Bud Powell, and on through the progression, you know, to Bill Evans. He liked all that kind of stuff, and he thought that that's where music kind of eventually led you in your progression as a musician. Just some of the structures and stuff, the chord structures and their relations to one another. And the whole beauty and symmetry of music itself. So he was really into that, contrapuntal theory and all that stuff. He was a real picker.
last thing before we let you go. I mean, what else are you doing? You did play with the Tornadoes, right? Did you play with Freddie Fender solo too? I mean, tell me about some of the stuff you've done.
Yeah, man. I was his band leader for years and years.
Really?
I love Freddie, man.
Freddie was great.
I met my wife on Freddie Fender Day in San Benito, Texas. How's that?
That's a good story. That's a good.
Yeah.
What was she doing?
Well, she came to a Texas Tornadoes show, and me and Doug Somm were hanging out, and Flacco was having a party. So I said, hey, man, you want to go to a party? So Flacco Jimenez, you know, he said, come on down, man. Where's the beer?
Boy, what a great group of guys. One time I was interviewing Flacco, and it was like a Saturday night. And I was interviewing him on a Saturday night for the newspaper, and he had to stop the interview because he had to find – he'd lost his change on the sofa that he was sitting on, so he had to go look for the change.
He's the greatest guy, man. We used to drive up when we go through the wine country to Northern California, and because we went up and down the coast all the time. And I'd always, you know, get with Flacco because he just – the most fun. We had a blast.
And then Doug Somm, I mean, gosh, he's a huge Cubs fan. Doug Somm is such a big baseball fan. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Congratulations, by the way.
Yeah.
But, man, yeah, Doug, oh my gosh, the energy that he had. And when he found out I was Charlie Rich's son, he's the one that made me change my name back to Charlie from Alan. I used to go by my middle name, so there wasn't confusion. He said, man, don't worry about it. He said, man, that's your name, man. You got to go by it. He thought it would help, you know, with Tornadoes. Every little thing we could do to get popularity and stuff. But, man, it was like a rock show. You know, we had a good time.
And what else? What are you doing now? What else are you doing now?
Oh, I'm touring. I'm trying to get on some, particularly with this induction to the Rockabilly Hall of Fame, I'm hoping to do more Rockabilly festivals over in Europe because those are a blast. particularly in the summer. They have some really nice festivals, and I tour around here all the time. You know, I play a lot in the in Arkansas, Tennessee. That's kind of my central area, and then I do a lot of stuff in the Midwest and pretty much wherever they'll book me. You know.
But, well, thanks for joining us. You guys down there, you're such good storytellers. We had Alex Orbenson on not too long ago. He had some great stories about his family's legacy, too. So it's always great to hear from you guys.
Thank you so much, man, for letting us come on and share, you know, about the new album. We're really thrilled with it. We're very excited about it.
And give us the information, how people can find it. Feel Like Going Home, The Songs of Charlie Rich.
They can get it at Amazon.com. They can get it at iTunes. They can get it at Google Drive. There are links at Memphis International Records, and if you go to charlierichjr.com, it'll come right up, or you go to charlierich.com, it'll come right up, and you'll be able to just click on the thing and go buy the album. And like I said, it comes in vinyl, too, so you know, you can check around for that. I think Amazon sells the vinyl. I'm not sure, but I think it's easy to find, though.
Well, thanks so much for your time on a Saturday night, and let's stay in touch. I'll see you at the Elvis Hotel down there in Memphis. Okay.
Absolutely, okay. Man.